Steve and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butala.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from awesome southern, are we southern or central Arizona?
Central.
Excuse me. Awesome central Arizona. So I have got to figure this out.
Our elevation's 1,500 here in California. We were at elevation
five.
Number like 1 foot.
There we go.
You know how you obsess on that?
I do obsess on that.
On the weather and stuff?
And GPS and all that.
Elevation issues. I put elevation in every single one of our land postings.
You remember I used to have that thing, and it was dialed into satellite stuff?
Yeah, the weather.
Yeah. And it would tell you all kinds of cool, the barometric mm-hmm. pressure and things like that. I'm going to get one of those again for the new house.
I think that you can I like the one that goes on the roof where it's really, you know, it's not, you don't need the internet.
This one didn't need the internet, too.
So you install a little thing that goes, like, do you ever see those little...
Oh, a little gyro thing?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you can do that if you I don't need that.
No, Jill's out if you have to install anything now.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you ever notice how girl products are just, like, open it and plug it in, and it's clean and pretty and simple, and you don't really get any real information or any the meat of anything, but they're
Why is this
happy.
A bad thing?
They're happy.
It should work. I should open up and plug it in.
I think I just described, you know, Apple computer.
It's like a bathroom scale and should be able to just do it quickly and not have to, like, program the whole thing.
Today, Jill and I talk about, before Jill starts to talk about women's weight, today Jill and I talk about introducing Land Academy accountability and women's groups. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members. On the landinvestors.com online community, it's free, and if you're already a member, please join us on Discord.
Okay, James wrote, hello. When filling in the red, yellow, and green test in the Equity Planner, which filters are used for land and farm to get land postings and Redfin sold data? Assume on Redfin for sold data, you only select land for the last 3 months, and for land and farm, no houses and undeveloped land. However, the numbers from these filters are very different than the numbers in the example Jack uses for the equity planner. And I want to make sure I'm doing this right.
You're doing it right. James, I can tell you haven't filled this out before. And by this question, you're going to be wildly successful at this. Whenever I get questions about equity planner, data scrubbing, like yesterday, the school district thing yesterday was nothing short of amazing. I didn't make enough of a big deal about how positive that is, like Jill did, mm-hmm. So I'm doing it now. When the answer is this, when you have a lot of data available, i.e. you have an urban county or zip code that you're sending it to, then use it all and from one source, probably Redfin. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get the data that you need in Realtor, all of it, and you're not going to get all of the data that you need in Zillow. You are going to get it in Redfin. The bad news is that Redfin's coverage rural counties are not a priority for them. So you're doing it right, I can tell. And 3 months is great. That's actually what I use. It's interesting that you say 3 months because that just made sense to you and that makes sense to me. Jill likes 30 days, but there's not enough data. You can do it back 3 years if you want on Redfin. That's not apples to apples because real estate market was not the same 3 years ago. If you don't have it's not an urban county, it's a rural county, which is most of the counties that we deal in, you got to piece it together. And that's not so tragic. You can get days on market on Redfin data for just about every single zip code and or county in the country. Start with Redfin. If you get all the data there, congratulations. If not, you're going to have to piece it together with Realtor.com, Zillow, and Redfin. Well, and possibly other sources, but...
James,
let me clarify. I lost Jill.
Let me just clarify it here for James. This is what separates the men from the boys.
That's right.
And this is why you're here, and this is why you're going to be successful,
yep.
And this is why you're in Land Academy. This is why there's not a secret county or a list or anything like that. We're teaching you, and you're learning how to do this and to be scrappy and
yep.
figure it out and play around and ask these questions and bounce ideas off everyone, and then you'll have it.
Yep.
This is fantastic.
Today's topic, introducing Land Academy accountability and women's groups. This is why you're listening.
Okay, so I'm here. This is our team said people are getting confused. Can you please explain all this? And so whether you're a member or not, this is just something we want you to know too. This is one of the things that you ask, we listen, and people have been asking us this for years. Need a little more access to you. We'd like more access to you. We solved it originally with our online community, and that was great, and it's still wildly successful.
Yeah.
But now we've got people like James that said, I don't even want to wait an hour for someone to reply. I'd like to ask you guys, you know, right now. So we created a step up from we still have our regular Thursday weekly member calls, which are 2.5 hours now. They're amazing, but we've added some more unique groups that are just not one catch-all. On the Thursday member call, there's like everything coming at you. So we've decided to make a couple of unique groups. They're closed groups, and there's certain members that are in there because to make sure we're at the same level. And we have two, so I'm gonna define them. I'm gonna explain them. I'm gonna talk about the goals, and then I'm gonna tell you where I want to join. Do you mind if I just keep going?
No, I think This is kind of your episode.
So if you would like to paint your nails or trim your nails.
You know what I was doing is actually prepping myself for the Thursday call today.
Oh, okay, cool.
In my head.
All right, there we go.
So I'm just going to tune out.
Go ahead. That's perfect. Okay, so first I'm going to talk about all those things on the accountability group, and then I'll talk about the ladies group. So let me define the accountability group. We are putting together unique special groups with members that have joined in the last 30 or 60 days. We keep them at that point because they're pretty much on the same level, not necessarily in their career as investors, doing what we do, but they're at the level with us and the education and teaching the way we do it. We have a lot of people that have come to us from, and this goes into the next thing, who are these people? I need those notes while you're doing that.
Can I have
those?
Sorry.
Sorry. You just took my, thank you.
Sorry, Joe.
You're okay. So we have a lot of members with varied backgrounds, some that have been investors for years, construction backgrounds, flippers, you know, whatever it is, and some other professions. There are doctors, engineers, accountants. But they at least are all learning the way we do it at the same time, at the same level, and that's what these are too. We're also doing it because it's our way of pushing them forward, and that's what people have asked for. Like, okay, I get it. I get the stuff. Some people don't, some people do. But some people say, I get it, I know what we're doing. I just need that kick. I need to have a structure. I need to know that we're doing this on the first week, this on the second week, this on the third week. So I know on the fourth week, I will have mail. If I didn't have mail out there, it's on me, kind of thing. So, and that's the goals. So the goal of this group is to answer your questions, keep you going, and provide whatever you need. Whether you need some more clear instruction on red, yellow, green tests and what that is, or you just need a kick in the pants and motivation to do this, and know that with this group we're all doing it at the same time, so we can all help each other and learn from each other's questions and progress together. Those are the goals, to get you buying and selling property. And then for the accountability groups, where and when, how to join, it happens automatically now as a new member. So the people that are in the very first one that started this month, it's January 2021, they were all the people that joined, I think it's November, December of 2020. We put them all in one group together. So this next group, it's either going to be the first two people, it's either going to be January and February, or it might even be the first quarter. My staff will let us know, but you'll all be on the same group. For those of you members who've been with us for years that still want a version of that, sit tight. It's coming this first quarter. We're going to come up with a way that you could, you know, have our involvement with you also. We're just putting that all together. So that's that. So to get into it, if you're not a member, you do need to be a member, because we're talking about stuff. We're teaching and talking about, you know, what we do. You know,
up till now, it's been self-study.
Mm-hmm.
We never called it that, but that's what it is. Mm-hmm. We realize
this is all voluntary.
Yeah, we realize that self-study is not for some people.
Mm-hmm.
Of the three, and here's truth time. Here's why. We realize that we have three children. The number one and the number three are self-study people. The number two is not a self-study person.
Correct.
So it woke us up to the fact that we're educators, and some people need more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've developed these programs around that. Did you talk about the ladies group?
I'm just about to.
Oh, okay.
You good job. You did tune out.
I did completely, actually.
That's awesome. Okay, so now I'm gonna do the same thing with the ladies group. This is kind of me. This, I don't know if people were really asking for it. It's really, I just wanted to do it. I am acutely aware of the number of female individuals that we have in Land Academy. Some are partnered up with their spouse or their a family member or their dad or their brother or their best friend or whatever it is. So it's really interesting to me, though. And I think that we have a large people. I'm going to take credit because I think because of me. Like, I'm joining Land Academy for me as a woman makes so much sense because there's a man and a woman. If it was just you, Stephen, no offense, I would look at it differently. I'd be like,
There will never be a Land Academy man's group, I'll tell you
that. That's hilarious. That's funny. So, that's really funny. So I decided that I wanted to make a Land Academy ladies group, and partially because there's things that I do and things that I encounter, and there's things that we talk about that I get so much further. There's stuff I can do as a woman. It's like, you know, we all know that. There's times Stephen's going to say, can you make this call? Can you get this done? You're
happens.
A woman.
That happens almost daily because she can get it done.
Yeah.
They're not going to listen to me.
It's a fact. I can call county and get things done the way I want them, and the guy's tripping over themselves to get it done for me way faster and easier than a man could.
Jill got a lawyer one time. Yeah. This is not that long ago. I don't know what it was about, but we needed a lawyer to do some real estate land-driven deal thing. I don't know what it was. That guy, he was smiling by the end of it. You probably talked to him 10 times. Never charges a bill. He's like, you're a pleasure to deal with. Let me know if you need anything else.
Yeah. Thank you. See, it's stuff like that. So because of that, I created Land Academy Ladies. And it's for every single woman. You don't have to be the primary Land Academy member. Say your husband joined Land Academy and you're helping with the phones and you're doing paperwork, you're doing deeds, you're doing something, whatever it is, and you want to be in the group, join us. We'd love to have you. I have been such an awesome mix of individuals, from teachers and moms to wow professionals. They were VPs in a past life, retired from other occupations, and they're just because they're kick-ass ladies, they're not going to retire. They're doing this right now to, you know, make some more money, pay for their kids, even just set up their kids, whatever it is. So it's really great. The goals of this group is to really provide information and tips for stuff like I do to get what I want as a woman. We all kind of know, but we just even just get to talk about it. It's kind of fun. And there's other things that we talk about, like women, we naturally wear, no offense, more hats sometimes than you do around the house.
Yeah.
Whether good, bad, or otherwise, we take on those roles. So, and we're really good at those roles and multitasking, but there's ways that we can do it better. We talk about all that too. So how do you join? As long as you're a Land Academy member, just send a note to our team and you know how to do it. support@landacademy.com and just say, I want to be in Jill's Land Academy ladies group. And you'll get an invite. We meet every Tuesday at 1 o'clock Pacific time.
So I've never attended one of these things. How many have you done now?
Six, I want to say.
Yeah, but she does it in her office. Jill does it in her office. So
you're not allowed to come.
I'm around, you know, yeah. I'm in and out of Jill's office. They're making funny faces at her and stuff. And I'll tell you what I've learned. This is, you know, please don't kick me. These women are doing deals together. Yeah. There's a couple women that are in this group that have made $1 million doing this recently, not like over the last 7 years. And they're all now have a lot of dough and they're doing deals together. Mm-hmm. So I was really joking about this man's group because I think that I am going to do something like this, but it's going to be probably call it Land Tank, like Shark Tank for land. Where this is an opportunity for you to present a deal to us.
Or well, maybe we'll women have can do that, though, too.
Yeah, it's not going to be gender specific. Okay, yeah. I'll leave that to them. So I will do some version of it. It's not...
It's not a competition.
I know what's... No, no. What's happening in this group this is just my opinion. Mm-hmm. You know, this is me in and out of the office. So I don't, my point is, it's not a sewing circle, man.
No.
They're doing deals together.
Oh,
and
no.
So that was an unintended, or maybe it was intended, yep, consequence of this group.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me, that gets my blood going. I think, you know.
Well, here's the whole point. Because we connect, we understand each other. Mm-hmm. It's really good to get to know people a little bit more. And the same with these accountability groups. You're going to get to know your peers. You're going to find out who's good at something that you're not good at. Maybe have a partnership with these people, and then you can really knock it out of the park.
Yeah. Too. You know, on our Thursday calls, we do, what would you do this deal? It's that consumes the call now.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know.
We don't do deals. That's funny. We don't talk about deals. Some specific deals in our group. We talk about bigger stuff.
That was exactly my point.
Yeah.
And I think that's great.
Mm-hmm. One of the things, too, that we talk about is building up a team. For some reason, because we are so good, I'll leave it on this. It's just an example. We as women are so good at wearing many hats. It's hard to give up some hats. And you have to, if you're going to grow your company and really make this an empire, you got to give up some hats. And we talk about that and where to hire and how to hire and how do we pay them? What do we do? And just getting out of our female comfort zone.
This is the new Jill. She just literally today hired a personal assistant for house stuff, just stuff around her house and light work things. And she just came here to our house in Arizona, and
I handed her car keys.
Dumped off like boxes and loaded the car up, and she's changing license plates and just insurance and all kinds of stuff. And see how happy she is?
Yeah. I signed. I'm like, this is pretty funny. This is, she just started this week.
She's becoming a notary to do all our deeds and stuff.
I literally handed her car keys with power of attorney. I'm like, she could really just like take off on our car. I gave her my American Express Platinum card.
And her Porsche. She's probably Porsche. In Mexico.
Exactly.
Right now.
With a power of attorney and all these titles to the vehicles. And said, here you go. And she's looking at me going, but the card has your name on it. I said, when was the last time someone has to see your ID? I said, you just sign with confidence. You got this. And she's like, nice.
He's in Mexico for sure.
Sure. Exactly. Oh, that was good. Happy you could join us today. Monday through Friday, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the Land Academy Show is called Simple Ways to Improve Your Land So It Stands Out Online. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. If you have ever gone out on LandWatch or Realtor.com, just generally go on land shopping online, all you see over and over and over again is just a picture of the desert, another picture of the desert, a picture of the desert, another picture of the desert, or wherever you're looking.
Different bushes.
Yeah. And so it's more and more now becoming more important to do some stuff to your property, real simple stuff. We'll talk about it all tomorrow, that really just makes their whole thing pop and have somebody say, this is the property I want to buy.
Yeah. If you're interested in learning more about us or what we do, check out landacademy.com and houseacademy.com. We provide the education, tools, and support you need to be flipping property like the pros. We're Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.